power. The Holy Ghost is strong in the house here today. I'm just such a believer that God is going to bless us in this house today. Now listen, if you're a guest here, welcome to the spout where it's been poured out. Yeah. You say, what do you mean? Anything can happen in an atmosphere like this. Blind eyes can come unstopped. Cripple can walk. The deaf can hear. Sicknesses and diseases can be taken away. God can quit walking with you and then start walking in you. There's a difference. Anything is possible in an atmosphere like this. Did the praise team not do awesome tonight? Thank y'all. Thank you so much. I'm telling you, if your pastor is in the building, how many loves your pastor? You can't make it without a man of God in your life. And I'm just a firm believer in that. I believe that anything is possible in the building here tonight. I'm just a believer that God can do anything. That's all right. Yeah. I know I said that twice already, but that's okay because I'm just such a believer. Today we were in service. Brother Seth, that was leading worship just now. We were in their church and had a young lady come to the front, not able to lift her arm. I didn't pray for her, but my boy, and I'm not saying it because it's my boy, but he just so happened to be there. When he said, ma'am, what can I pray for? She said, I can't move my arm. I can't raise my arm. I don't know how long it had been. She said, I can't raise my arm. And so him and her just began to pray. And in a few moments, she lifted both those arms. The Lord can do that. Last Sunday night, we were in Masson just preaching. Young lady, come to the front. I'm going to let you sit down in a second. I just want to give you a few praise reports. We hear enough bad stuff. You ever notice how bad news will travel? Something happened bad to us, we'll tell 100 people. Something happened good to us, we'll tell one or two. Sometime I figured out misery loves company. But we won't bring that up. Young girl, come to the front. I said, yes, ma'am. What do you need from the Lord? She said, I'm deaf in my left ear. So I said, what do you want the Lord to do? She kind of looked at me like I was crazy. Like, did you not just hear me? That I said I was deaf? You know, just because you got a sickness don't mean you want to be healed. What you say is what you're going to get. What you speak, that's what's going to happen. She said, well, I want this ear to come open. Me and Brother Strange, Brother Crowder was standing there. I said, Brother Crowder, lay your hands on her ear. He put his hand on her bad ear, and I put my hand on her good ear. I knew that one was going to be all right because she could hear out of it. I was born at night. It just wasn't last night. We got to praying. I told Brother Crowder, I said, take your hand off the bad ear. He took the hand off the bad ear, and I'm over. And I said, can you hear me? She goes, yeah. Brother Strange was on the platform. I said, say something, Brother Strange. He goes, can you hear me? She goes, yeah. I said, to God be the glory. He just opened your ear. To God be the glory. Anything can happen. Now, I'm not going to preach long if you preach with me. If you don't preach with me, though, I ain't got nowhere to go tonight. And I'm not tired. And I'm not hungry. and I'm not thirsty. And I brought the whole Bible. I don't know how it'd come out, but if nothing else, we'll just sing the books. So we're going to determine how long we going to be here tonight. So bump your neighbor and say, preach with the guy. I want to go home. Well, sure. There you go. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, you look better than I do. Some of you are going to have to ask God to forgive you, but we're going to have fun. Thanks again to the host church, to the NAM department for doing this, and God's going to do great things tonight. Can I get an amen? The Bible said, he said, behold, I'm the Lord. I'm the God of all flesh. He said, is there anything too hard for me? What's the answer? There's nothing too hard for God. Look at your neighbor, say, nothing too hard for God. Look at somebody else, say, nothing too hard for God. That's what we're going to preach just for a few moments. Nothing too hard for God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. If you could help me out just a little bit. If they could help me out just a little bit on those monitors. I've been preaching all week. I hardly ever do that, but I have to tonight. You can sit down if you want. Miracles, everybody loves the sound of that word, but I am in a place that believes in the miracle-working power of God. Can I get an amen? The days of miracles are not over, but they've only just begun. What makes the miracles happen? It is not our ability. It's not our talent. It is not some and no name it and claim it or a blab it and grab it kind of place, but a miracle is only done by the awesome power of God. Can I tell somebody, my God is alive and well. My God is not a dead God. My God is not a dried up God. My God is not a plucked up God. But my God is alive and well. My God is a problem solver. My God is a soul satisfier. My God is a body healer. My God is a way maker. And his name is Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, there's nothing too hard for God. What makes miracles happen? I'm going to say it again. It's not our ability. It's not our talent. It's not in so much, no, oh, name it and claim it or a blab it and grab it kind of place, but a miracle is only done by the awesome power of God. That Bible said to let every soul be subject unto a higher power. For there was no power but of God and the power that is ordained of God. He said, whoso therefore ever resists the ordinance of God shall receive it in themselves damnation. He said, but now it is high time that we awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we could ever believe. Can I tell somebody, my God's a good God. My God's not a dead God. My God's not a dried up God. My God's not a plucked up God. My God is not some God stuck off in a corner wringing his hands, but my God is alive and well. My God can do anything. Somebody ought to put your foot on the neck of the devil and tell the devil, you're not going to mess with my family. You're not going to mess with my friends. You're not going to mess with my coworker. You're not going to mess with my pastor. You're not going to mess with my church because my God is alive and well. There's nothing too hard for God. God can do anything it is that you ask him. That Bible said that it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, say the Lord of hosts. Can I tell somebody that God is looking for somebody that is looking for a miracle? God is looking for somebody that says, I'm not leaving the house the same way that I came. God is looking for somebody that says, I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the lawyer says. I don't care what the banker says. I don't care what my neighbors say. My God is alive and well. Somebody ought to stand flat-footed and again tell the devil, you're a liar, you're a deceiver, you're the father of lies, and the truth isn't in you. Somebody ought to put your foot on the neck of the devil and tell the devil, I got dominion in here, because there's nothing too hard for God. You say you believe God?
can take care of my need, you better believe it. You believe God can take care of my situation, you better believe it. It is not humanistic thinking, but it is faith in an unfailing God that you say, when I walked into this house, I'm not leaving the same way that I came. I'm about to get a miracle. God's about to set me free. God is about to work out on my behalf. My God can do anything in this house. You say you believe he can touch my body, you better believe it. You believe he can touch my mind, you better believe it. You believe he can touch my spirit, you better believe it. I'm telling you, God can do anything. There's not a sickness, there's not a disease, there's not a situation that can stop God. There's not a problem that can stop God. My God's not worried. My God's not concerned, because God said, whatever you ask, I can do it. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, touching and agreeing, there I am in the midst of them also. Somebody ought to just say, I'm about to get a miracle. Somebody ought to dance in advance and say, God is about to bless me. Somebody ought to tell the devil, I got dominion in this house. I'm telling you, God can do anything. I'm promising you, God can handle anything. You say, well, you're just getting out there a little bit. You know, you're getting a little excited about it. No, let me tell you something. I am telling you, there's not one thing my God can't do. Except lie. He said, it is impossible for me to lie. So you know what? God said, when you walked into this house, I got what you need. God said, when you came into this place, I can do whatever you're looking for. God said, when you came in the house, anything you're looking for, I can abundantly satisfy. You might say, well, Smith, you know, that's all good, but I don't know if I really got the faith that I should have to get. You know, the Bible says that if you got the faith, the grain of a mustard seed, not the mustard seed itself, just a little grain of it. You know, you can take that seed and plant it in the ground, and it can grow a vine up to about 25 to 27 feet long. What you got to do is say, where is my faith? Is it just in the ground, or am I out there on the limb flapping in the wind saying, hey, God, I'm just ready. I can believe that anything can happen. See, I don't never look about what if he don't do it. I'm always saying, how are we going to act when he does do it? When he opens up that blind eye, how are we going to act? When he unstops that deaf ear, how you going to act? When the lame begin to walk, how you going to act? When tumors fall off, how you going to act? When your lost one are saved, how you going to act? When somebody from your church gets the Holy Ghost, how you going to act? When somebody gets delivered, how you going to act? Nothing is too hard for God. Say, well, Dave, that's all good, but I don't know if I got the faith. It's okay. I got Bible for that. The Bible said that if you don't have faith for yourself, he said, get two or three more. And then he said, out of your mouth, let every word be established. That's Bible. Now, here's the DIV version. All right, that's David's inspired version. We just cranked off the King James, and now we're going to the DIV version. You ready? That's David's version. Hear what he's saying. He said, if you are a 50% faither, hear what he said. Come help me, Carson. He said, you get your 25. Come help me, Jack and Jill, right here. This dude was jumping around like crazy. I said, oh, yeah. I told him, don't be acting like no Baptist tonight. He better not. There you go, mama. So you know what? If I'm a 50% faither, you know what I do? I get me a 25er and a 25er, and now I got 100.
Amen. Hallelujah. If I'm at 80% faith, I give me two tens, and now I got 100. If I ain't got no faith, I tie myself to the pulpit. Thanks, God. I tie myself to the pulpit and say, I ain't going to leave until I get something from God. I'm telling somebody, you ought to muster up your faith right now. I'm telling somebody, you ought to activate your faith right now. I'm telling somebody, you ought to say, I'm going to shout even though I don't feel like it. I'm going to clap my hands even though I don't feel like it. I'm going to worship even though I don't feel like it.
But what if some did not believe? Shall the unbelief make the faith of God without effect? The Bible says, God forbid. Let God be true and every man a liar. I'm telling you, the Lord can do anything. In fact, the Bible says he has dealt to every man a measure of faith. A measure of faith. You just got to say to yourself, is he going to do it for me? Yes. Can he handle my situation? Yep. Can he do whatever it is that I'm asking him to do? Yes. The Lord can do anything in this house. I'm just telling you. I don't get worried. I don't get concerned. I don't start saying, "Woo, I just don't know if it's, oh, I don't know." Listen, I'm telling you now. I believe he can just absolutely do anything because I'm standing on that word. That word says that he can handle it. That word says that it can happen. I'll say it again. It's not humanistic thinking, but it's faith in an unfailing God. It's getting rid of stinking thinking and get an old checkup from the neck up and say, I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know he can do it. Don't know how it's going to happen, but I know it can happen. Don't know exactly what it's going to take for it to happen, but I'm going to tell you. Multitudes begin to follow Jesus. Why? Because they saw the miracle working power of God. So if we want something from him tonight, he can do that. If we're looking.